This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Racer Radio. Brendan, how can we get Brittany's name added to that intro?
I'll call the guy who made the intro. And see if we can
or maybe you could just make a new one.
Oh, I make a new one? Yeah, I love this song, though. Okay.
I do, too.
No, actually, we do have the song, actually.
Does the guy still here?
No, the guy left a long time ago, unfortunately. So he's at
AI! Or KGBWT or whatever
we'll get,
that is.
We'll get an AI Sheldon Creed voice.
Yeah.
To voice this and say, the racing school teacher. Yeah.
Excellent. Now,
thank you, gentlemen.
That's a great idea. All right. This is FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The answer.
That's the girl. Brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. You got a business, liquor store, grocery store. Having trouble keeping employees. Try to go self-checkout. Walmart did it. Home Depot did it. Why can't you? Give them a call. 1-800-560-2149. They'll come out, take a look. If it fits, boom, they'll pop it in for less than the price of a cash register. And you'll get 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-day service. Southwest Point of Sale. Black Forest Motorsports. Hey, they're out there in San Diego on Engineer Road. The best way to find them is blackforest.com. Blackforest.com. Whether you're driving a BMW, Mini, or a Porsche, they'll take care of your street legal needs as well as your gearhead needs. All right. We got Brittany in the house. Yeah. She's so relaxed.
Yes.
No, she didn't get to race, but she got to practice.
Yeah, had a Friday night therapy session.
Got to go to the race on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Sat on the ground with her two fingers touching, you know, and just, yep.
Oh, I was so relaxed. Friday, first time out. On that track.
So how was it? Was
amazing.
Was the track good?
I came in, I go, Dad, we can go home now. I got my money's worth. It was rad.
The track was good?
It was amazing. I felt really good. Got a little rough as the night went, but okay. I'm in a little, you know,
what about
thousand
the berms?
Pound.
They brought the K-rails up.
It was rad. It was rad. I loved it. I had a good time. I was the only dwarf. I can't believe that
single.
Like I was. So they sent me out with the... lightning sprints, winged lightning sprints. So a little intimidating because they're fast with those wings on. But thank you, Mark Rose, for what you said in our ear. It was hilarious.
Keep up with them?
I did just fine. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had a great time. I was grinning that first time out. It felt so good to be out. Yeah, so I feel
those
good.
Those guys are probably looking back. What is that?
It was fun.
Where's that fun. Going?
I think it was a good turnout. We were trying to figure out at least 40 adults and then a handful of junior drivers.
That's not bad.
And Terry was keeping us going. No accidents, I think, because the track was hooked up. That's Friday night. Different story last night, but it felt great to be back behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Super happy, but really happy because we have a local driver. I would say certainly a fan favorite. To know her is to love her.
If nothing else, her name.
Yeah. Yes. Please welcome Sunny Trent, one of my faves.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bio for people who don't know.
So
go ahead and pull that mic down. Just there you go.
Better?
Perfect.
All right. I don't know. I think that if I were to give myself a little bio, I race, I fish, and I kind of work in a fishy job. So
what's your fishy job?
I manage a fish market down in Point Loma.
Point Loma
she
seafood?
Catches
no,
and
new, it's a new. It's new.
Should I try it?
You have to try.
Yeah,
it. It's not. You should. You have to try.
And what's
it.
The name of it?
It's called Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Tunaville.
You know who I ran into Where? Yesterday?
What?
Becky McBride, and you were the first person to come up.
You know
Sunny.
Becky?
And, I do.
And then she mentioned where it's like on 24th Street or something. She like immediately we started talking about fishing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like she's she comes to mind when you talk about dirt track racing, but she also comes to mind when it comes to fishing.
Becky has been a really she's been a huge. You know. She's
yeah,
been
but you know why? Because she sees talent.
Yes. Well said, Dave.
I've known her longer than probably you guys have almost been around. We go way back. We've done so many things together. That is so cool. She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. Yes. She's really nice. And she's helped me out a lot, just kind of as far as almost like self-promotion.
Right.
You know, like, well, to represent myself in this community.
That's why you're sitting in that chair. Well, because it's all part of it. You can be the greatest driver. I always use this analogy, and sometimes I get in trouble. You know much about NASCAR?
Well, I have.
You ever heard of Ward Burton?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Jeff Burton?
Yes.
Okay, well, Jeff Burton says, my name's Jeff Burton. I drive race cars. Ward Burton says, my name's Ward Burton. I drive race cars. You go, well, what did he just say? Even though Ward could outdrive Jeff, Ward lost the gig because he couldn't talk. Because what's the advertiser want? Because you don't know where you're going to go with this.
Exactly.
You don't know. You could be in the limelight, no problem at all. So I think it's important that you see that, whether you're looking to race your whole life.
It's definitely changed over the last couple of years as far as,
Your career changed when it comes to motorsports, would you say?
Definitely. I mean, I know that.
Before it was for fun?
Yeah, it was more for fun, and, it's still, that's obviously number one priority. But, it's definitely changed as far as, sponsorship and stuff like that. What are they looking for?
Yeah.
If you're not being proactive, then you're
going to lose them.
Yeah, it's not they're not benefiting from it as well. So that has been a huge thing.
For our listeners who aren't well-versed in Sunny Trent, would you fill us in regarding the divisions or division this season that you race?
So
maybe clarify for the people who even know you.
Yeah, so, it's been primarily street stocks for many, many years, and really wanted to make a jump into a new class, so ended up getting a sport mod to try that whole modified lifestyle out.
Big change?
Huge change. Oh my gosh, I thought.
It's like going from a Sportster to an Electric Glide Classic.
I totally thought that, not that I have a big ego, but I was like, I can handle this.
I've watched him.
Yeah.
Well, she wins. I just, again, people who don't know you, you didn't just jump because you were bored or weren't doing well in that division, which some people do. They're not doing well in some divisions, so they just move over.
It must be the division.
Yeah. That's not the case with Sunny. She's been on the podium several times, just for people who don't know.
Thank you. Yeah. So, but it's a huge change in the way that anything I've ever learned in my car is not applicable to the modified.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Like completely, completely different.
But they all told you.
They did.
Is there someone helping you through that, or was there somebody helping you through that?
I mean, definitely have a lot of people chatting with me.
But seat time is everything.
Seat time. And my driving style, what does a car want? Well, anyways, long story short, I'm not going to be able to get any more seat time till probably maybe halfway through the season. I took the car out for the second time out in Arizona.
Yeah.
And it's done. So
you
killed
it?
Yeah,
but you're okay.
It was an older chassis.
But you're okay.
I'm fine. I'm totally fine. And it's just, I don't think it's cost effective to actually repair it. So we're just going to get something that's newer, a little bit more updated.
Yeah. Well, this is pouring good money after.
Chasing.
Especially if it's a design or a style that's so far antiquated, it just makes your goals that farther out.
Yeah, so we're going to...
You just need a sponsor. You need a frame sponsor.
So when you said having her on KUSI, that's where I was like, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
Do you still have the old car?
Yeah, oh yeah. So a lot of the parts and stuff on the car are...
No. That's going to be the prop
for
KUSI. So we'll drag that old wreck. We'll put it on a patio. We'll do the old, come on, help this girl out. She can't win with this. It's only got three wheels.
And
come
on. In the
on.
Meantime, though, she kept her old car.
I did.
And tell us the division and maybe how you did on opening night.
So,
well, what division is this?
Street Sox.
Okay, so you didn't get rid of the old girl.
That's what I said. You didn't get rid
what
of
year
it.
Is it? What is it?
So it's an older Impala, but it came from Paris. It originally was an asphalt car, and then they converted it to a half mile car, and then I got it, and we
turned it to
a quarter mile car.
Yeah. Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford. We're nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. New, used, service. Everything is welcome. Yeah, that's right. Every car in your driveway can go to the service department and get service. And if you're looking for Escapes and Broncos, oh my gosh, looks like Bronco City. They're granging out in the back lot. El Cajon Ford. Go to ElCajonMotors.com, ElCajonMotors.com. Well, I know Mark Rose is calling in today.
Or Dirt Dude.
Well,
he did finish up another draw, I hear, so it's Dirt Dude. Himself.
With results, I would imagine.
Okay, Dirt Dude, are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a voice? I didn't think you'd have a voice after that B-Main.
No, I am trying to recover.
Oh, my God.
It was a brutal night.
Dude, you sound terrible.
That's really nice, Dave.
I know. Well, actually, I was surprised. Brittany goes, "You guys sounded great last night." I'm like, "Oh, thank you."
He was having fun during
it.
Yeah, but you had fun, right?
Yeah. It's one of the craziest opening nights I've ever seen at our track.
Okay, explain to the people that were goofy enough not to come. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it was just a crazy night. Just like a couple of big wrecks, a lot of cautions. It just like it went on, and you know the track was great, but they tore that facility apart last night.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to replace probably 4 posts, restring the wires. For the safety wires. It was, for some reason, everyone just think they can get their car out of the park last night, and we kept them in the park.
Yeah. Even the junior drivers drove through a couple bales, and I'd never seen Nick Novak move so fast.
Is this the first night racing?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people out of the car. Yeah,
a little pent up, lack of talent, heavy on the right foot.
Something that track was just a lot faster, and it surprised everyone, or everyone's just been out of it for a while, and they needed to practice, or surprised everybody. It was just a crazy night. I mean, I don't know what our car count was because I know we had our best one was the Pure Stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Pure Stocks.
25 cars.
So somebody who raced last night, Sonny, you can't see it because it's radio. When you mentioned maybe it was a faster track than people imagined, you nodded at that, didn't you,
Sonny? What'd you think, Sonny?
Yeah, the track is so much different in a good way. It's a fast track, and like you guys are talking about accidents and stuff, I feel like with the time between, you know, October to now, and then a lot faster track.
Yep.
We're not driving.
You weren't ready.
We can't drive the track the same way that we did 6 months ago, 5 months ago. So it was definitely a good track. It was fast. I like it.
So the next time you go, I'm sure, don't you think, Dirt Dude, a lot less carnage because people will now remember what changes have been made and know they can't do what they thought they could?
You think
I think that hopefully the biggest thing is everyone thinks they're not going to win on the first lap. Everyone gets out there. Look, I'm going to take the checkered on the after we take the green, the first lap, the second lap, I'm taking the checkered. I'm like, no, you got to get through 10 more, 20 more of these laps. And they're like, no, I'm out. I'm going to get from the back to the
That's
front.
Adrenaline. I still think it's being pent up.
A lot of adrenaline. I think a newer track, conditions. Yeah. Maybe more people should have shown up to practice. They would have found out then.
As much as you complained, nobody better ever say nothing to you about practice because you did everything humanly possible to make sure.
Have it.
I mean, you didn't even ask Dirt Dude how you feeling. All you'd say is, are we going to practice? I mean, it's got to the point where half the people are afraid to call in because that's all you're going to ask. Are you going to practice?
It was run really well. I really enjoyed it.
Which is interesting. Does that change the mindset on practice from this day forward or at least for 5 more races?
Our spectator count was great last night. We had almost 700.
I know. It was filled during the heat races. I looked around. I'm like, man.
It looked good.
Let's give KUSI a little credit.
Oh,
me and Dirt
definitely.
Dude. We're the ones that took care of that problem. You get a race.
Hats off to Sunny. She drove that car.
Yes,
I mean,
she did.
She's going up against an IMCA street star, IMCA stock car, and Brian Fitzgibbons in that car is just a rocket.
Yeah, he is.
And she knew that going in.
You stayed with the man?
first.
Behind him and just like tried, you know, doing everything. Her in the five of Scott Duffy.
Dude, Scott is getting fast. Scott, I'm looking, I'm like, oh man, this guy, he's starting to
haul
the mail. Yeah.
He's coming.
You had a great battle between you and Scott Duffy. Had I think the for second. That we already knew who was gonna walk away with this in the front, but that battle for second was between you and Scott.
That's fun. That was really, really a good time, and it's fun to find people like that on the track. And so that last night was a lot of fun. You know, second, it, you know, wish it was the win, but that's okay because I had a really great time, especially first race out. Yeah. So.
Well, and that's the key. Like, you can't stop saying fun because that's the only reason you go out there.
Yeah.
You know, and
it has to be.
And that adrenaline.
Two different classes, too. I mean, they're running together, but you have two different versions of a street stock. And one has advantage over the other one, and one has advantage over the other
one. We know which one's faster than the other one.
And I appreciate you bringing that up, too, because I don't know if a lot of people in the
stands realize. What is the difference? What is the difference, would you say?
So, I mean, they have a lot more, you know, they can do a lot more things to their car.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
Then also, too, they are on, like, a national points deal, and they're following rules nationally versus just, like, our Barona rules.
Same engines?
No.
Theirs bigger?
They definitely have a little more power in them. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to give a visual to the listeners.
Brian Fitzgibbon was going in the corner, and that car was so rolled over, he was carrying the front end and hunkered down in the bottom, in the back, and he was a foot off the wall.
Wow.
Off the top of the wall. That car just.
So they got suspension advantages, engine advantages, you know, pretty much. You know.
They're allowed to roll over more modified.
Right.
They can torque over and carry a front end, where street stock is not going to do that.
You should smile farther apart, girl. But I like the fact that you're not, because that means you're hungry.
She's hungry and humble, though.
I give her all that, but I could just tell.
Hungry.
I haven't seen anybody get excited about second. Maybe third, I can live with it. Fourth is okay, but second, I can't live with second.
Well, you know, last year, Brian was a huge contender last year. And so definitely my focus is not only to win, but he's a force to be reckoned with right now. And I'm like,
You're not afraid of him. Not afraid of him.
I respect him, though, as a driver, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and that's important. And what I think, it sounds to me like people have gotten comfortable, because you're a girl, but they got comfortable racing with you.
Which is good.
It's everything.
Yeah.
It's almost better than winning to get your, because then that's where the fun comes in. That's where that.
No, I like battling it out.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Do any little rubbing?
A little bit in the beginning.
Do we stop doing that?
No.
Can I put big bumpers on the side? No, I'm only kidding. What else does they have? Give me. You haven't got time for results, but give it a rip.
Let me go. I'll try and get what we can here. So Chase Rogers in a Sportsman Indoor, first time in the car ever. That kid got a main event win. That was cool to see. The family was excited. Junior Sprints Kyler Warner got a main event win.
Yeah,
Hayden Johnson. Growing up in the garage in a Masters, me and Dwarf got a main event win onto the big track. Timothy Arlene's from Prescott Valley got a modified main event win, and that was a good battle between him and the 77 of Cole Dick. That was a good one. Only one that really gave him a run for the money for that night. 11, Dennis Taylor in the Pony Stocks main event win. And the IMCA Sport Mods, Dave Capella held the whole group off, and his brother Jake Triska came in second. And that's how they ran the whole night.
That was a good one. The brothers.
Onto your IMCA Street Stocks stock cars. That's Brian Fitzgibbons got the win on that one. And then in your Sport Compacts, one of the coolest things I've seen, Billy Faust got a main event win. And you know how Sport Compacts are front wheel drive?
Yeah.
First time I've ever seen a slide job on a front-wheel drive car. Billy Fouts went and did a slide job on Chris Nini coming out of turn four. I'm like, you don't ever see that on a front-wheel drive car.
Wow.
Holy crap. Those guys battled the whole night, and then, like, my winner's circle picture has Chris Nini and Billy. They're good friends, and they got in the car, and they're like, man, that was just the awesomest drive that they had. It was great for them. On to the Pure Stocks, Christopher Evans got a main event win. And next race is the 29th. We're going to feature Sport Mods, Sport Compacts, Pony Stocks, Dwarf Cars, Pure Stocks, and our junior drivers. Got it in.
So, we did get it in. I'm impressed.
Go back to the junior driver growing up garage winner. That pass at the end was awesome. Like, everybody in the infield was like, what happened?
What did
very,
he do?
He just, it was a great finish for the junior drivers.
It's crazy. For the racing we had last night, there was a lot of great racing. And then there was a lot of sheer destruction, chaos. You're just like, what just happened? And, you know, like,
everybody okay?
The heat races. Oh, everyone's okay.
Okay.
The heat races, one of the guys caught the wall coming out down the front straightaway and just, like, barrel rolled the car down the front straightaway, ripped the front of it off. You know, it's just, wow. How are you gonna top that? Well, hold my beard, because someone else came out and was like, let me show you how to do this.
But I'll do it on the other side.
We had a car that almost left the park last night, caught the carry rail on it, or caught the
catch fence,
and brought it back in. Yeah.
Guess we got to make a dollar.
He was rolling down the back straightaway. Another car drove underneath him, and you know, that was the craziest one I've seen since I've probably been there. I mean, there's a couple, but that one looked like the most violent. But both drivers got out okay. They were wanted to transport one of the drivers, and then he declined, and then so his family took him. So I'm not sure. I haven't got a report on how the other driver. No, if they did take him to the hospital or not or anything, we suggested it and he declined and okay, you know.
Interesting.
That was just a crazy, crazy night. Like I said,
but it was one of those, it was fun.
It got the opener out of the way. My happiest thing is we finished before midnight. I was like, we finished before it went to a new day.
Wow.
Have you talked to the Salazars or Mark Rose?
No, I just, they were like, everyone was so tired. Yeah. And I know everyone was just like, we're done. You know, we'll talk about it, you know, in a couple
of
weeks.
We'll meet in a week and we'll chat.
Yeah. All right. Everyone just is like, we're going to go our own way for the next day or two. And then they're like, recover.
Okay.
Cool. Well, hey, glad it was successful. Folks, put that on your calendar. The next race is?
The 29th, April 29th.
Because Brendan's coming, I think.
Right, oh, really?
Does
he have his credentials? Tell him to come see me. I'll take care of him.
The voice of Barona right there.
Oh, wait, how late do you work Saturday?
Saturday I work till 1, so, you know.
Why don't you take the wife and go out?
I will.
It'll make the kid come at least a week, week. Oh,
the
early.
Baby would be kicking in her stomach like
I know,
crazy.
Two
I
weeks
hear the rumbles. Oh, my gosh.
See. All right, hey, buddy, thanks a lot. BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. Be there, be square.
All right, thanks, guys. I'll see you.
You got it. Take FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, welcome to Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Paris Auto Speedway. You want to curl your hair, buy a race car, and go to Paris Auto Speedway. Matt Mitchell did.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations, brother.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
Wow. You still on cloud nine? Opening night, dude.
Yeah, those ones, you go to bed a little later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You wake up earlier, you know. So, yeah, it feels good.
How long you been a racer?
My first sprint car race was in 2006. Out of Paris.
Okay.
I raced a team car with Rip Williams.
Oh, yeah.
I had a great, great career.
How many wins so far?
How many wins do I have, like, USAC races?
Uh-huh, so far.
I think I've got 10.
Wow. But they're all the same, right? Don't they all feel the same every time you win? Or does it get better and better and better? Because it seems like they get farther and farther and farther.
No, these ones are better, yeah. I'd say, because I'm a little older, and I just feel like when you're younger, you don't appreciate it like you do now, you know. We got kids and a family, and so many more people to share it with.
Right. Well, when you're young, it's kind of like, yeah, okay, that's cool. You know, I want to put the trophy on the corner, and I'm great to go. And then every time you do the next one, it's even more exciting. But then all of a sudden, we have a young lady in the house. You know Sunny West?
Sunny Trent.
Or Trent. What did I say, Trent?
I can't say I do.
Okay, well, she's
not a sprint car.
She's a young lady, and she doesn't. Would you ever drive a sprint car?
I'd definitely try
She'd do anything, yeah. Dave.
But she's doing she's doing it at our local track as well. Very good at what she does. But she went from stock to
sport mod,
which is a little bit different. But going back to last night, kind of give us a rundown how it went.
So we timed in. We were quick time. So I was quick as far in qualifying, and which is good. You know, builds your confidence.
It doesn't hurt. That's for sure.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah, you go into the heat race, and I started like outside of the third row, and I actually was like battling for a transfer with Charles Davis and Chris Ganson, and it was tight. So we were trying to go three wide on kind of a narrow track, and I was on the top. So I ended up like getting the nose up stalling and then going to the back, and then I got back up to four. So we made the invert there, and I started sixth, and got to third like pretty quick, I feel like, within the first like 10 laps, and then like rode around there for a while and just kind of was like trying to figure out what was right. And then there was a red, pulled down by the fence, and kind of talked to my guys, and you know, they came over and you know, told me where a couple guys were running, maybe not gaining time, but those guys were you know, maintaining another part of the track because we were kind of on the bottom. And then I took those notes and just kind of put together the last couple of restarts where I could, you know, put myself in position, and went to the top, and then was able to get around the leader and duck down and just, you know, tried to hit my marks from there, and that was it. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, because I think I've been wanting to ask this for an awful long time, but I've never caught anybody in a situation where I can ask it. So you're in the top five, let's just say, and all of a sudden you have to go to the back. What is it about you that can get back to third or fourth where everybody else back in the back are still back in the back? Have you ever thought of that? I mean, are you that more determined, take more risks? You know what I'm saying?
I get it. So I think it really is more about like keeping yourself like calm in the car, and then knowing that that you have like a good car underneath you, and even if you don't have a good car underneath you, like knowing how to drive a car that might not be to your liking, like what you need to change about it to make it work for you in that instance. Yeah. You know, because there's a lot of drivers that I've seen that can only drive like one type of car, and if the car's not good, then that to their liking, then kind of everything's out the window, you know. So it's not always going to be perfect. You know, I think that's what separates like the great drivers from like good drivers, right?
That's a good point.
I guess I
can always do it, but sometimes it's like too far gone. It's too far.
But what he says is huge. I don't want to get away from this, Dave, because you're about to take us away.
No.
If you did like the wrong setup or something, that could ruin you mentally.
Oh, totally.
And so it's like, well, it's not the car I can change. I'm in the middle of a race. How am I going to change? Right. What am I going to do different?
Yeah.
And my point was, where I wasn't going too far off in left field, is that when you get taken to the back, it's like all the other drivers are trying to win the race. I get it. But you, because of this burden that you put on yourself, or the car put on yourself, now you have to concentrate harder, drive smarter, drive more relaxed, like a chess game, don't panic, just take one at a time, you know what to do to get around them. And I think that's where the great driver comes from, because I've known drivers that have been driving their whole lives and never even come close to winning. Not saying that
was me you were talking about.
No. But you're into it. You're into it for a totally different reason. But that tells me that you have what it takes, depending on how far you want to go. Don't you kind of, down deep inside, don't you kind of feel that? by able to come back from the back to the front.
Pick them off one at a time, like you said.
Oh, that's right. You won. Yeah. Ah, you went even farther. I mean, do you kind of see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, like first you have to know you can do it.
Yeah.
Like that comes before anything, right?
Right.
You got to be confident in your skill set, always. And then, you know, sometimes you luck out and, you know, guys slip up.
Yeah.
I mean, dirt type changes so much, right? There's like, you know, the best now, like, it's different than pavement racing. And I feel like, because there's more changing conditions.
Absolutely.
And there's a little bit more variables. There's a little bit more variables involved. So, and I might be overanalyzing it a little bit right now, but that's just, you know, my take on it. That's how you can get to the front, is you watch somebody, what they do the lap before, and then right. You kind of just pick off of that and then, you know, do it different the next lap to position yourself to get by them.
Yeah.
So, well, it's good he has this.
You mentally have to be there, though, for sure.
Without a show. But, and you know, it's funny because luck has to be involved. And my example is Derek Cope, who never won a race in NASCAR except at the Daytona 500. Earnhardt blew a tire. Cope was second, won the race, and he's in infamy for not being a very good driver. That's the luck aspect of it. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's a good analogy or not, but that's mine.
We don't like it.
Kill me.
Sun's rolling her eyes over there. No. Well, I'm glad he has this mindset.
I mean, Cope's still a household name. So he didn't.
I know. Yeah. Why? Because he won the Daytona 500.
Second in NASCAR. Pretty darn good. I don't know. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I take it. Well, but I'm glad he has this mindset. Because he's committed. You're committed to this series.
Hey, but he's still talking about Earnhardt.
Yeah.
Or Cope. I bet he's got a Cope hat on. What do you want to bet? You think?
Yeah.
So what do you do for a living?
So I am an air conditioning contractor.
Cool. Oh, get it.
Cool. I trade. So a small shop.
All right.
There's just a few of us.
Hey, everybody has to have AC and heat. Don't even. I mean, you guys are worth your weight in gold. Who's on the side of the race car? Who gets you there?
So I got quite a few people help us out. You know, both
awesome.
Both products and corporations. So, Dunham Metal Processing is a anodized and metal processing shop in Orange, and I've known them for a long time.
Wow.
They help us out this year, and great guys. H&M Landing, you guys may have heard of them. They have like one of the biggest fishing charters in San Diego. I know they're the largest.
You just made Sunny giggle because this girl eats, sleeps, and drinks fishing, right?
Yeah, I work literally right down the sidewalk from
H&M.
Yeah,
so they have like, you know, 80 different charters.
Oh, yeah.
And Frank over there is a great guy.
Beautiful boats.
Yeah, a bunch of well-maintained boats. And they have everything from, you know, just half-day deals to, you know, long-range trips and stuff. So they got it all covered. And they help us out. You know, obviously, you know, racing for me has always been... come through like generations, so my family, you know, helps with the racing a ton.
Oh.
And that's both sides of the family, everyone supports it and stuff, so I, you know, I can't thank them enough.
Wow.
My wife, I have three kids. The fact that I even still get to do it is sometimes, you know, I have to be grateful for that.
Sure.
With all the kiddos I got, so
yeah, but winning helps. If the kids love to see winning, dad's winning, mom can't say nothing, and she probably loves the fact you're winning, too.
Of course. That's like an emotional return on investment.
Exactly. I like the way you think. What's your number?
37.
Got a reason for it?
Yeah, that's just all family. That's all family. So my dad and uncle fielded a car in the 70s, and it was 37 car, and then quarter midgets were always for me 37. So Growing up, that was just it.
All right. So ask Brittany what her car number is.
What's your car number, Brittany?
Little 37. I did see that he was 37.
Is it? I did, too.
I really root for you and Jake Swanson.
Awesome. Yes. So for what reason is your car number 37?
It actually came with it. I wasn't really feeling it until I went through some old photos, and it was my mom's old motocross number. So, yeah.
That's so cool.
An old black and white picture I came across, and she used to race 37 motocross in the 70s.
So that took care of that.
So I was like, it was meant to be.
Yeah, that's reason enough for it to stick.
Yep.
Well, family. You know, because you always want to know why. Because almost 9 out of 10 have a story behind it. And last but not least, where's your food sponsor?
My food sponsor.
He always
you gotta
asks
get one,
Matt.
Dude. You know what? I mean, come on. Asks. You get hungry. I always tell everybody, yeah. Even the little kids, go find a food sponsor. Go find a food sponsor.
I got it. Yeah, I guess I have to take some notes right now.
Yeah, well, you have been to class. You have been to class. One guy did do better than me. He got a beer sponsor. Yeah. So, I mean, what can I say?
I mean, a beer sponsor, you can't go wrong.
Matt, thank you very much. How do people follow you around? I know you're social media because you got 3 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got a couple personal pages. So just search Matt Mitchell on Instagram or Facebook.
Gotcha.
And then I have J.W. Mitchell Motorsports is the name of our team. And we got stuff there on Facebook.
All right.
So
cool.
You can catch us there.
Good luck.
Hey,
you're running that.
Tell Scott DeLosio you want to call in later on throughout the season. Keep us up to breath on how things are going. We'd love to have you back. You're great.
I will. I appreciate you guys having me. You guys have a good rest of your day.
All right, you too. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio. Got to talk to this hot rod over here to the right on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Certified Car Clinic, whether it's on the street, the strip, the sand, the drags, wherever it is, Greg can make that thing go wicked fast. He's kind of the Mopar guy, just to let you know, folks. That is Certified Car Clinic. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. Certified Car Care. CertifiedCarCare.net. Some of these things are tongued, yes, dear.
Oh, finish.
I'm done.
Okay. I kind of do want to pursue a little of the fishing because it is her other passion. But before we go there, you said something on the way up that I wanted to pursue. It's not bad at all. You went towards the direction of the sport mod.
Yeah.
And but luckily you had the car. You still had your car that you raced last night.
Yeah.
And you said, quote, well, I have a relationship with that car.
Oh, 100%.
And I totally feel that. Can you expand a little on that? Other racers may understand.
I mean, I just feel like, you know, this car has been with me for a long time. And when I first got it, we did not have a good relationship. it took some time.
Did you ever
cuss
at it?
I have.
That's not a no.
It's a family show. It's a family show.
Yeah, there's been some, you know, there's been quite a few nights where there is probably quite a bit of profanity going on. But, you know, it takes time to get used to, you know, every car is different. Mm-hmm. Every driver is different. Every track is different.
It didn't know who you were.
It didn't.
And you're getting in there and you're doing what?
Why are you throwing me around? Why you treat me like that, Sonny? Do you remember the moment that you bonded?
Yeah, I mean, not the particular moment, but I know it was, you know, definitely have to give Mark Norris a lot of credit when he got involved and helped me set up the car the way that he felt like the car should be set up. And also
for your driving.
Yeah. And also to, you know, trying to help me like focus on a driving style that would work appropriately with what was going on with the car. So once all those stars align, then that's when we got out of the friend zone. You know, we took it to the next level.
That's not even close. Norris got in that car. That car said, yes.
Whatever you want.
Can I help you? And Mark Norris said a few choice words.
That's funny.
And the car said, okay, I promise I'll never do it again. Got out of the car. She gets it. geez, is this a new car? Right? Did I get new suspension? Yeah. Did I get a new motor? Mark Norris has that. He could, you know, there's those horse whispers.
Yeah.
This guy can talk to cars.
100%.
Did you feel like you had to explain yourself to that car when you were moving out of her? I'm assuming her. Sorry, mine's a her.
Yeah, it's Pearl. Her name's Pearl.
Oh, I don't know.
Pearl. What color is it?
Well, now it's got all sorts of colors, but it started out white. Yeah. But now
I would have said white.
I like green, so. Yeah. There's a splash of green on there.
So you're just having fun painting it right now?
No, now I do the vinyl thing.
Oh, yeah,
I'm a vinyl junkie now.
Is that pretty, is it pretty inexpensive? Because you're just...
It's not terrible. The problem is if you do go, you know, you get bumper to bumper and stuff like that. It's like,
it's hard to...
You gotta call your vinyl guy. Yeah.
And you gotta do the whole car again because you can't patch it.
Call the vinyl guy.
Yeah, my whole side from my last accident, I didn't re-vinyl it. So it's like, vinyl, oops, something's missing. Vinyl.
It gives it character.
Yeah.
So you're gonna run the whole season?
No, so... I will be at the track the whole season, but since I couldn't part ways with my car.
No.
Right.
So thank goodness I still had it. You know, it's something that I did want to just have fun with this season. Yeah.
So there's no pressure this season, basically.
No, and you know, honestly, I feel like I'm so much...
And you can concentrate on the new car.
Yeah, I'm a different driver anyways when I'm not doing the whole... point thing, or if you know, because
mental aspect that we might have been talking about in the green room,
overthinking,
or do we call that high stress mental?
No, it's just maybe something that the lady drivers have,
So, having that, you know, that pressure off, I know it's, you know, obviously we always go out there to have fun, but it definitely amplifies that, mm-hmm. you know, it really truly is to go out there and have fun. And once we get the sport mod back on the track, it'll be concentrating on seat time, really, more than anything. So
maybe if there's practices, you'll have more time.
Trust me, if anybody's going to take care of it for you, it'll be this one.
I hope that Barona was happy with the practice. I hope they don't feel like they shouldn't have had it. I don't know how they feel.
No, I think right now they probably wish it was they had 2 days, not 1 day.
Are you looking for help regarding the sport mod? Are you looking for sponsorship? Are you looking for help or not? Always, you're like, I got this covered.
No, always definitely looking for sponsorship and stuff like that, as long as, you know, I'm super transparent with them what I'm capable of doing and also what I'm looking to do. Obviously, finishing the season in the sport mod and just acquiring that seat time.
Finishing in the sport mod. Okay, so we got that goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's sponsoring you?
So right now, you know, obviously Norris Racing is a huge contributor. The San Diego Automotive Museum.
Cool.
My job is a huge, you know, they do a lot to help me out. Not only like, hey, take any time off, but they do help me financially.
Wait, is
as
this
well.
The job where you drive in a boat to get to work? Is this the job you're talking about?
Does it sound like a job at that point?
Awesome. That is so awesome.
So, the job that I get to drive my boat to work.
That's so cool.
So that's Tunaville Market and Grocery. They help me out too. And, you know, there's been so many other people that have helped me out. You know, hey, here, you need some tires, you need some gas, or you need this, or you need that. So, definitely always looking for that type of help, you know, financially, as any driver would know, it gets costly. And to be... Obviously, you need to be a good driver to be competitive, but you also need a financial backing too.
You don't want to wad anything up.
well,
it helps that when you don't, but it happens.
It happens.
Yeah. Well, this girl's passionate about racing and fishing, and if you're looking for a driver to back, consider
Sunny
Chen.
Sandy Rose Bowler?
Yes.
Why did you just slap yourself, Dave?
Because I always told Sandy I was going to duct tape her hands behind her and her ankles, put a hook in her mouth,
and
throw her out in the park.
What kind of talk show is this?
Because she told me the fish don't feel pain.
We're going there.
No, this girl, you drive by a pond in some other state.
She has a pole in it.
She wants
a lot of bass fishing and
stuff. She wants to stop. So, and her son, I think it's Joey. Is it Joey?
Jeff. Yeah.
He's on the circuit. I love her to death. We do a military safety.
Yes, class I brought my car to one of those one time.
Yeah,
I went out to Yuma and then one up here in Miramar.
So is that your?
No, that's it.
Well, whose car?
Just look at it.
Oh, I know.
I'll explain later.
Happy to say. Got my couple. couple stickers.
So Dave, for the listeners, Dave was handing Sunny some stickers, and I was showing Dave a picture because Bun Boy was out there on Eric's car, and he
and guess what? He hasn't scratched that sticker yet.
He has it's a really big racer radio.
Well, that was the old. That was our old stickers.
When to show you? Eric sent this to me yesterday.
Eric,
don't make me pronounce his last name.
Okay,
please.
I won't.
Milchwetsky. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I know he will. So all right. So when's your next race?
Yeah, when are you racing again?
May 13th. So
okay.
Yeah. So since I'm just doing the street stocks right now, the next race there won't be a street stock race,
gotcha.
And then the following race, yeah.
It's kind of like her and Dwarf.
Yeah. So yeah, it'll be about a month before I get back.
Your
out
number?
There.
It's white car, green number
42.
What's your reason for 42?
My pops. He was number 42. Back at Cajon Speedway, and then when they got rid of Cajon, he started racing out at Barona. And
by the way, I do remember your dad because well, McGrath used to have me. His wife found out that I could make a feeble attempt of announcing the races.
Oh, cool.
So every chance she had to take him away for a weekend, she would take him away and I would do it.
Okay.
But I was a guy up there saying, paint your number on the roof of the car. I'm not Tom McGrath. Or I'd screw it up and wouldn't say it right. But I never had so much fun. The last, before they tore it down, I did my Sunday show up in the announcer's booth.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And a lot of tears.
It's a shame that track's gone.
Now you drive by it today, still sitting there.
I know.
Empty lot. I even went so far as I went to this city and they threw me out. I guess I just I don't have a good personality to tell them, what the hell are you closing the track for? Let's open it. I got people. I got money.
I got people.
All right.
Thank you, Sonny, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome. You are always welcome. Keep us up to date, abreast what's going on. She'll send you my email. She hasn't
already done it.
And then we'll work out something in probably June.
Sounds great. Yeah. I'll have the new car by then.
Right. And then we'll make a big deal
out of it. Show it off.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.